Joining me is Belinda Chang,
the
sommelier.
Sommelier, perfect.
at the Modern here in New York City. Thanks for joining me today, Belinda.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful place. The ambiance is spectacular. The feeling and the vibe is just really comfortable.
It's a really high energy, really urban room. People love it.
You really have made an impact here at the Modern with your personal selections of wine. Right?
We've made a lot of changes. I've been here for about 15 months now, and I'm really proud to say that I think the list is really sort of showing my point of view and the wines that I love and the regions that I love. There's definitely been a bit of a transition here.
So tell me about that, your point of view. How do you come into such an intense place like this, and how can you really decide what to offer?
Well, you know, I think the wine director is a really fun position. I mean, you get to build a cellar, you get to stock it with all the wines that you're excited about and that you'd like to turn people onto. The other side of that, it is really important to take into account the style of cuisine that's served in the restaurant, the clientele that you see and what they might be interested in. Our list has about 1,600 selections on it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It definitely features kind of one of the biggest collections of Alsace wine in the United States. Very fitting because our chef, Gabriel Kreuther, is a native of Alsace. And you definitely see that influence in all of the food in the restaurant, whether you're in the casual bar room or the more sort of formal and proper dining room. So it makes, you know, sense, and it's very natural that we'd have a big collection of Alsace wine because those Rieslings and Pinot Gris and Gewürztraminer are just the perfect complement to the food here. Outside of that, I think I'm definitely a bit of a generalist when it comes to wines. You know, I think it's really important for us with the size of collection that we have to represent all of the really great and interesting wine-producing regions of the world. So, you know, you'll find everything from a Slovenian Pinot Gris to a big Napa Cabernet, you know, Gewürztraminer from Alsace, sparkling wine from Italy. Everything is there. We have a really unique location here since we are the Modern and we're inside of the Museum of Modern Art. We do have a lot of international guests. You know, I think all the New Yorkers have been so grateful for all the visitors that we've had over the last year. So we definitely have a proportion of our clientele that is looking for what's local. So in addition to what's from California or Oregon or Washington State, there's a lot of interest in New York State wines here. And that's something I really had very little experience with. So that was really a great education for me to learn about all the Long Island wineries, the wineries in the Hamptons.
So you experimented.
Definitely. And it was so great that all these interesting wines came my way and the winemakers came to make sure that I had a quick education and what the local local wines were. And you'll see that reflected on our list. We have some great selections from the region. What I think is fun for our guests is that every time you come, you have something new to try and something that the staff is really jazzed about and something that I'm really excited to show.
Yeah. Speaking of all the different wines, and where do you start? Like now here, we're going to actually sample.
Yeah. Well, you had asked me what would be really fun to start with. So sparkling wine is always my favorite way to begin. There's something about the bubbles that just sort of cleanse your palate. So this is something we just started pouring by the glass. The Loire Valley, it's from an estate called Domaine Oué. It's 100% Chenin Blanc that's made in a slightly sparkling style called Pétillant, and it's a 2001. I think it's just a really fun opportunity for our guests to come in and try a sparkling wine with a little bit of bottle age. So we're not talking about those really forward, prominent primary flavors anymore. This is what happens when a wine has had a little time to rest in bottle, and the flavors have a little bit of a chance to evolve. So we're going to see a lot of secondary sort of creamy, yeasty flavors, but we should still be able to sort of taste the Chenin Blanc character in the wine as well.
That sounds great.
So if you're thirsty, I'm going to open this
absolutely
one up for
I'm
us.
A big fan of sparkling wine.
Yeah. No, I think I definitely need an inclination.
Is there a proper way to start with sparkling wine as far as the whole bouquet thing or not? Is that applied to reds?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you're dealing with a sparkling wine made by a serious producer, they feel like their wine is just as interesting as a wine without bubbles, and it can be evaluated very much in the same way. We can look at the color first to see what's going on. You know, this one's got this wonderful golden color because it does have a little bit of bottle age, and the Chenin Blanc grape does have a bit of a thick skin, so you get a little bit of pigmentation there. We're also looking to see what kind of bubbles we have. You know, they call this the bead of the wine. Are they very fine bubbles that are very persistent as they flow to the top, or are you dealing with the wine that's maybe made with slightly less finesse, and are the bubbles really large?
Interesting. Do we want small bubbles?
We want small, fine, elegant, beautiful bubbles. And I
have
think
learned
that's
so
what
much
we have
already.
I love it. Just